They say the key to finding a good summer vacation is booking early, but don't worry. In this week's Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Bromley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that there are still options for procrastinators.
Matthew Bromley, it's about halfway through the summer, I'm pained to admit, but if you're looking to head out on vacation or make a short trip this time of year and you haven't planned in advance, there's good news and bad news, right?
There is good news and bad news. The good news, everyone has space in August. It's just scattered. So it's like two nights here, three nights here. A lot of it's midweek. But if you're flexible, you can pretty much still head wherever you want to go.
Sounds like flexibility is the important word there.
That's key. And the other idea that you have to be on top of is stay creative or be creative. So what I did, being in the travel business, I also booked late and I just booked a family vacation up in Tofino, up in British Columbia on the coast on the island there. And I couldn't get more than three nights in one place at the Cox Resort on the beach. So then I went to Airbnb and I picked up another three nights in the town of Tofino at a cabin and I pieced it together. So that's a great creative way to go. So use the traditional route, maybe, you know, go on Expedia or contact the hotels directly. And then if you can't get the nights that you want, but you can get some of them, then go online and contact Airbnb and see what's available in town and maybe spend three nights in one place and three nights in the other. And what I like about that is you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get to, you know, check out a traditional lodge on the beach, and then you also can stay in somebody's home.
What are some nearby easy things to do?
Well, if you have a few, let's say three nights, you could head up to Lake Chelan and go to Stehekin Lodge and catch the boat up on the Lady of the Lake. That is a stunning trip. Or you can just head out to the coast, head out to Moclips or Ocean Shores. If you have a bit of time, let's say four nights, you might want to head up to British Columbia, catch one of the ferries from Port Angeles or from downtown and head right up to Victoria. And then from there, maybe go over to Salt Spring Island or catch the ferry over to Vancouver or just spend two or three nights up in Victoria. That would be a great time. If you have four nights, I might consider going down to the Oregon coast, heading down to Cannon Beach or Manzanita, which is one of my favorite places in the world.
I envision a scenario where people might be planning a special occasion for, say, a partner's birthday or something that is particular to a specific date. Do campgrounds or hotels offer waiting lists or cancellations that you can jump in on?
You know, they do have waiting lists, but it's not that I don't trust them. It's just that they're busy. This is their high season. I wouldn't count on them calling you back. So the best thing to do is keep checking in and seeing if they have cancellations. What you could do is also book something in the general area, stay flexible, and if the place that is your first choice becomes open, let's say a week out, generally you can cancel your reservation and move over to the hotel or lodge that you're wishing to stay at from the very beginning.
And then you're clearing space for somebody else who forgot to plan ahead.
That's right. That's right. I know that hotels probably don't want to hear that, so don't tell them I sent you. And which reminds me, Ed, August 2nd is my 17th anniversary, and I haven't done anything for that. Don't tell my wife, but I actually, you're just reminding me, I need to get on top of that.
It's just between us, just between us.
Right, right, right.
All right. Lots of good ideas and not too late to take advantage of them. Matthew Bromley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. It's been a pleasure.
Matthew Bromley is our travel expert and the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week to talk about travel. If you're looking for a last-minute getaway, we have ideas and tips on how to make sure that you get a reservation this late in the season. It's all on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.